I have not thought about directing. I have been asked to a number of times. Like as far back as 10 or 15 years ago, I was asked to direct. And they were insistent that I do it in such a way, that they wanted me to do it. And I turned it down because I don't think I have the patience to be a director. I can produce, and I can edit, and I can talk it over with the director, and I can suggest to a director, but I don't like the basic idea of getting down on a set and taking a group of people and making, if it's a dramatic thing, I don't believe I have. I'm pretty sure I haven't because it's late. I don't want to start it now, anyway. The flair for it. There has to be a flair of how to handle people. And anybody who would give me too much of an argument about something that I wanted to do, I don't think I could cope with it. There is a way of handling that. I can do it in dance, as I've explained. But when it comes to acting out a scene with a whole lot of people and so forth, and if some minor actor role fella gets argumentative about something, or if a major role gets anybody, I'd much sooner listen to a minor argument, minor actor's argument, than I would a major actor's. If it was something. Something that was useful or valuable at all.
Contributive.
Yes, something, because the most average, I think, actors automatically think a director doesn't know as much as they do about it. Well, this may be, but some of them won't even listen to it. They won't have a director that they're supposed to listen to. I'm not mentioning any names by any means, but I have seen it happen. I wouldn't like to cope with that because it would throw me off the track. Mm-hmm. I have seen some minor. I don't think I had it in my book, but it was an instance that struck me very funny. Doing the Bandwagon with Vincent Minnelli, there was a woman playing a small part, a great enormous woman. Tall woman, and it was in the fun house scene, or it was kind of a little, place with slot machines and something.
Amusement park.
It was the number was Shine On Your Shoes, and I went from one gadget to another, mm-hmm. and in this dance. And in one place, there was a woman who had a bit. As I was going in and out of this little booth or something, and we got to this part of the thing, and this. She had a line in there or something to say, and she said, Vincent was saying to her, do it this way, and he would act it out for her. And then she'd go there, and she'd start it, and he'd say, no, and he'd act it out again. And she finally, about six or eight or more times, he did this to her because he see if she was going wrong. It wasn't not what he wanted. And finally she jumped on him and she said, how in the hell do you expect me to do it if you don't ever give me a so-and-so chance to try it myself once? You want to act the whole thing, why don't you get it? And she bawled him out. And he said, all right, my dear, or something, all right. Then he came to me out of the side of his mouth afterwards. He said, the funny thing about it is she's absolutely right. But I mean, I wouldn't have done what he did. He gets carried. He likes to do that anyway. Vincent
Minnelli.
Oh yeah, he likes to act those things out for you because again he gets carried away. But those are personal traits that are quite attractive, really, in some directions. So, but with me, I probably never would have done that kind of thing at all. But he knew. Finally, how to handle it instead of blowing off and say, who's the boss around here? Mm-hmm. I'm so-and-so. He knows how to talk to people. Coupler is marvelous. Mm-hmm. He has a flair. He knows, I heard numbers of things went on at various times that could have riled somebody out of their skin, and I know certain directors wouldn't take him. I'll walk out of New York, or he goes, or I go, or whatever goes. Coppola was the most reasonable. He'd say, oh? Somebody said, ah, this is a salsa. I don't know what it is. It's somebody, I don't know who. He said, what don't you like about it? And I just marveled at him, because he's a young man. Mm-hmm. He's, you know, quite young. Mm-hmm. And it's a tendency for temperament. He's got a lot of temperament. He can get mad as hell. I've heard him get plenty mad at things that were happening, maybe, but not at taking one person to task, maybe, or maybe. But it wasn't, I mean, Coppola doesn't take advantage of somebody's lower position and mm-hmm. just say, well, I'll handle him. He's just an extra, or he's just a small part. He treats everybody right. That's I'm going on about him, because I think he's an extraordinary young man. He really is. He's great.
In terms of the directors of superior reputation or skill, like Vincent Minnelli or Coppola, do you find, Mr. Stair, that you must develop your work in terms of their style? Do they impinge their very definite styles or try to on your work?
Pardon me, I missed the very first.
I mean, in people like a Vincent Minnelli or or a Coppola.
Yeah.
People are very superior in their abilities and have a definite style as directors. And you have a very definite style as a dancer, actor, choreographer. Do you find there's any trouble or any, not so much trouble, but much adjustment that has having to be made?
No, I have never been conscious of that.
Uh-huh.
Never been conscious. I think you have to get to know your director, mm-hmm. I've had some directors that are easier than others, but mm-hmm. you have to learn how to understand them, mm-hmm. and it's applying back to me again as a director. I don't believe I have the flair that I'm trying to
mm-hmm.
say that they should have. A man has got to be patient, creative, and he's got to be there and capable of taking all kinds of things from everybody. And still, he's to be a really good director, his word should be very important. I don't think he should be taken to task by a producer and told, well, you don't know what you're doing, I'm the producer of this, and I'm here. Well, if that's the case, why does he have a director? The director that comes in and is good enough to do a major film should run it.
Mm-hmm.
His part of it. I mean, they have it beforehand. That's why so many producer directors. There are producer directors, because they don't have to face that thing. I've had wonderful producers on pictures, like Arthur Freed is a very generous man. He would, nothing was good enough or too good, to get. He'd do anything.
Pretty good judgment.
Oh yeah, he wasn't afraid to say, "Oh, that whole scene, that whole set, I don't like it. Throw it away. We'll do it over again," or something like that. Which is the way to do the movies if you're going to do them right, and don't worry about what they cost. The cost gets awfully, awfully big, and everybody can't do that. But it certainly pays off when you do it. That's all you get, these blockbusters.